Now, three reports into RTE, into governance and accounting practices at the national broadcaster after revelations on payments and expenses last summer. Long awaited, being brought to Cabinet this afternoon and published later today. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan is with us. Okay, three reports, Brian. Start with the report on contractor fees. What is it and what do we know about it?
Yeah, so this report was chaired by Brendan McGinty and it was asked to examine the way RTE engages presenters and contractors, fees, the use of agents, the use of short-term employment contracts, as well as employment terms and conditions with particular emphasis on gender equality, diversity and inclusion. Now, in terms of what we're expecting out of these recommendations, we're expecting reforms of the approach taken to engaging and paying presenters, pay bans to be introduced for on-air presenters, what's being described as a civil service style pay scale system within RTE for a range of payments for staff at particular levels. We're expecting the report to recommend that exit payments should be fair and equitable. Also, a lot of focus too expected on the area of RTE's rather complex and unwieldy allowance system. Lots of different allowances paid to lots of different staff for various reasons. We're expecting the report to say that these lack clarity and in some cases justification and require urgent review.
Report two, culture and governance. This is led by Niamh Brennan. What's all this about?
Yeah, so this was asked to identify any failures or weaknesses when it comes to corporate governance or organisational culture. It was asked to look at internal checks and balances and an assessment of any organisational cultural characteristics. Also asked to look at things like staff morale and engagement here at RTE. In terms of recommendations here, we're expecting a recommendation that RTE should be brought under the control of the Comptroller and Auditor General when it comes to auditing its accounts. Updating the legislation governing the role of the RTE board. It's also understood that this investigation identified a siloed culture at RTE with a highly complicated governance structure. Also concluded that the RTE board did not have enough visibility on what was taking place and at times accepted the decisions made by the executive without questions being asked.
And then report three, the barter account.
Yeah, so this was the Mazars report into the barter account. People will remember the barter account got a lot of mention when the Ryan Tuberty payment controversy first broke, because that was the account that was used in some of the funding of that salary situation that was put in place for Ryan Tuberty. And then in subsequent reports, we found out that that barter account was also used for things like balloons and flip-flops, entertainment, hospitality, that sort of thing. Now, an interim report from Mazars on that particular barter account was released last year, and it concluded that there were major gaps in internal policies, procedures and controls. Purchases were not tracked on a monthly budgetary basis and access was limited to who could actually get access to account. A lack of controls and reporting also found. The point of all of this, Gavin, is that when it comes to the end of these three reports, we're probably looking at more than 100 recommendations. RTE will have 6 weeks to respond to those recommendations, and then the idea is the government will move ahead, finally, once and for all, with a reformed funding model for RTE and decide what will the licence fee or the funding of public service broadcasting look like. The government has said it wants a decision made here before the summer recess. We're going to hear from the Media Minister, Catherine Martin, later when she releases these reports and they are formally published. So perhaps at that point, an update on what that funding model will look like.
This is all taking a long time. It's a long time ago since these reports were commissioned, isn't it?
Yes, and if you think about it, the RTE controversy broke almost a year ago. So we are at a situation now where we've had multiple reports, multiple Oireachtas committee appearances. This report as well, as I say, will come out later today. Three reports in total. RTE will be given 6 weeks to consider it. We know that RTE will issue some kind of a statement later on today, certainly welcoming that the reports are in, acknowledging that they're there, but no doubt also wanting to take that time to fully look at the detail here. And then, as I say, the net result of all of this should be, in the coming weeks and months, a final decision on what the funding model will look like for public service broadcasting.
Let's see. Brian O'Donovan, our correspondent, thank you.